You've got something to say? Gail wants to hear it. 888-4-GAIL-K.
To make that point, I don't know anybody who wasn't surprised. Even people that don't follow music the way I do, were surprised that Justin Bieber did not win Best New Artist at this year's Grammys Awards. And no one was more surprised, maybe, than Steve Stout. This weekend, he did something about it. He took out a full-page ad in the New York Times Sunday Style section. I opened the paper and I went, yowza, to write a letter, as the children of today say, to put the Grammys on blast, calling the awards show a series of, and I love this line, hypocrisies and contradictions. Well, it caught a lot of people's attention, including mine. And I'm asking you, favorite listeners and favorite viewers, if you too believe that the Grammys is out of touch, if you think that it is a series of hypocrisies and contradictions, based on what we saw at the last award show, I want to hear from you too. You can call while Steve is here and join in the conversation. My number is 888-442-9535, 888-442-9535. Hello, Mr. Stout.
Hello, Gil.
Nice to see you.
Thanks.
So you were in LA for the Grammys, but you weren't at the actual Grammy ceremony.
No.
So you were watching it with a group of people.
Yeah, every year I go, and I go to the, sometimes I go catch part of the show, and then I'll go to like some of the viewing parties.
But I want people to know, you were a former music executive.
Yeah.
So it's important that they know your background, because you know a lot about the music industry.
Yeah.
Just give a background of your background in music.
I was the president of Black Music over at Columbia, mm-hmm. and the president of Interscope Records, mm-hmm. Before I went into the advertising business. So I worked with artists for many years. For 15 years I worked with artists, and I still work with artists in the advertising business now. So a lot of them are my friends, and you listen to them. And after the award show, I'd heard this going on and on, and I was going to actually write the letter last year.
Mm-hmm. And
I was going to write it last year, because it's just general complaints about how out of touch they are with the voting system and the flaws in the voting system.
Mm-hmm.
But yet it's never acknowledged. And the artists go there, they promote the show, they get on stage, mm-hmm. Perform, they do the promos, and then they put the cameras on them to show them
being upset.
Upset.
Yeah, like it's a big. But that's what I thought was so interesting, Steve, about your letter. Number one, it was very well written.
Thank you.
And I thought you made some really good points. But I love how you pointed out that you will use the artists to promote the show, to get the people to watch the show. But yet when it comes time to handing out the awards to the people who viewers are supporting, then they walk home empty-handed. But I also think it's clear you are not dissing Esperanza Spalding.
Not at all.
Who did win the Best Artist Award.
Because
she's also very talented, too.
No, she's very talented, and I didn't diss her, but I did not diss her at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's her third album,
mm-hmm.
okay? And this whole criteria around Best New Artist
mm-hmm.
is a loose landscape, whereas, you know, she has three albums. A guy like Justin Bieber and Drake, this is their first album.
Mm-hmm.
How does an artist who have three albums get nominated for Best New Artist? And then there's this criteria about when they come to prominence.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, not prominence, that starts getting, you know, ambiguous about what does that really mean? And
mm-hmm.
and I just think that issues like that and just how they go about doing it and voting is just unfair and needs to come out to the public. I spoke to someone who's been on the board for 30 years of NARIS,
uh-huh.
and they're unclear.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Steve, about the voting process, but first let me take a call. Mary, hello and welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
How are y'all? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
I think that y'all should, or a lot of people in the South agree with me, give it back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a political innuendo, I guess is the word that you can use, when it's the producers, people that have been there 35, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we were all surprised
mm-hmm.
that I have seen the jazz singer, performer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who she was, but come on, our kids had no clue. Most people had no clue.
So you're agreeing with what Steve was saying in his letter?
Absolutely.
Because,
and I love you, Mr. Stout.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you
very much. But it's not supposed to be a popularity contest, is it,
not,
Steve?
Not at
it's
all.
Not a, so it's not about Justin Bieber being the most popular.
Not at all.
I want to make that clear.
And I'm glad you're bringing that up. Because the clarity is about Justin Bieber really does sing very well.
Yes.
He's a talented guy. He can sing. He plays the guitar. He's into instruments. That's what he does. He performs. And Drake is a very good performer, very, very good writer. I'm not taking anything away from Esperanza, but, I mean, people came to see those guys. That's who was touted on the award show. It wasn't about Esperanza Spalding. It was about Justin Bieber and Drake, and that's who people turned on their televisions to see.
Yeah.
The Grammys talked about this was their highest rated show in 10 years. Uh-huh. It was because of those people, because of those people's performances. And for them to just put a camera on them to highlight how they looked losing, uh-huh. I mean, it just happens over and over again.
Well, I was surprised, Steve, with the win of Arcade Fire. Yeah. You know, and I pride myself on knowing the music industry. I now want to have them on because I've heard great things about them. But I always thought that the Grammys should be a representation of at least people, groups that people know. A lot of people know Arcade Fire. Yeah. A lot of people do.
Arcade Fire, the album is very good. In fact, uh-huh. they're a very talented band. My only question about Arcade Fire wasn't the fact that they won. Uh-huh. Was after they performed, well, there's always that coincidental moment that we all know, like you win, then all of a sudden you're backstage, and it's like, and the winner is the guy that just went backstage, right?
Yes.
And then you come out and you're like, you go through the motions of, I can't believe it, I was just backstage.
Yes.
Outside of that coincidence, after they won, they performed again.
Yeah.
Which they were ready to perform, and it was produced already.
Yeah.
So somebody told them that they were going to win. So Eminem did not have a song to perform after that award. So if Eminem would have won...
You don't think that's just a coincidence?
Oh.
No, I'm serious.
No. Because if Eminem would have won, you uh-huh. think Arcade Fire would have performed after him?
I don't know.
Well, no. I'll answer that for you.
Okay, but Steve, what do you say to people that, listen, maybe you're just because you like Eminem or you like some... You're just defending the artists that you like and you're upset because your people didn't win.
No, you too. I mean, I know a lot of artists. I mean... U2 mm-hmm. Lost years ago to Where Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of things that just don't necessarily make sense as it relates to not only mainstream appeal and popularity, but critical acclaim. Some of these artists, I'm not talking about, you know, artists that are just vanilla and made music that doesn't have any soul and authenticity behind it. Uh-huh. I'm talking about U2. I'm talking about Kanye West. I'm talking about Eminem. I'm talking about critically acclaimed but commercial appealing artists.
But what do you say about, I'm trying to figure out the voting process. Could it be that Drake, and I'll just stick with the new artist category for just a second.
You like Drake and Justin Bieber.
No, I do. But this is an easy example. Could it be that they just split the vote, Drake's vote, Justin's vote, and then it, like in politics, and then someone that you don't expect get in? It couldn't work that way? I'm asking. I don't know.
Could it work that way? Yeah, I guess I'm sure it could possibly mathematically work that way in some sort of way.
Okay.
However, when there's a lack of clarity around the voting process, very similar to politics, when there was a lack of clarity around the voting process, what happened with George Bush in Florida and that recount.
Yes.
And
then
all of a sudden when Obama came this year, there was the young voters and everybody said, we can't stand for this. Let's look into this.
Yes.
All I'm asking for, you know, is for the Grammys to make it very clear of their voting process so that the next generation of young musicians could see themselves a part of being represented on screen.
And understands how the process works. Jim, hello and welcome.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hello, your turn.
Okay, what I would like to say is that I think people wanted Mr. Bieber to win because he had the most publicity out there, and I don't think that's fair. I mean, he had Usher with millions and millions of dollars pushing his name out there. I think it should go down to the end where it is talent over how much publicity a man gets.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you, Jim. Why do you think it's important, Steve, to take a stand on this? Because I do think it's confusing. I also thought it's interesting that you said you talked to someone who's been on the board and isn't quite sure how the voting works.
Well,
That's a little scary.
What he said is that the four main categories, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist, and Album of the Year, mm-hmm. are handled by a small select group of 15 people. Mm-hmm. So although they have thousands of voters that mm-hmm. are part of NARIS, when it comes down to those four categories, it's handled by a select group of people. And that select group of people, 15 people, actually weigh in on that vote and those nominations.
And NARIS stands for?
NARIS stands for the National
Academy of Recording Music. Recording Science. That's what it's because I thought it was National Academy of Recording. I couldn't remember the S. Thank you, Steve. Good to see you. I saw you at NBA All-Star. And they're saying that Carmelo Anthony's coming to New York. Is this good for us?
Yeah. The Knicks got a great team. They got Now they got Billups at point, and they got Carmelo and Stoudemire.
I know.
I'll be seeing you at the games.
Yes, I'm thinking you might. Not that I'm a Fairweather fan or anything. Thank you, Steve.
Very
Always good.
Good
to see you.
Thank you.
Jesse James might finally tell us why he was a cheater pumpkin eater. Just when you think he can't do another jerky move, he comes up with something. And Facebook has a new application that lets you know when someone's status changes. Would you use it, or is it just one step closer to, how about cyber stalking? This is the Gayle King Show. I'll be back in just a sec.